WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom in just 5 minutes. Ever feel like your mind is racing a mile a minute? Like there's this constant chatter going on inside your head and you can barely hear yourself think? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something important, but your brain just keeps bouncing from one thought to the next? Well, trust me, you're not alone. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, mindful movement. It might sound a little counterintuitive, right? Like how can moving your body actually help calm that mental storm? But hear me out, this isn't just about hitting the gym for a killer workout. We're talking about connecting with your body and bringing awareness to every step, every breath, every stretch. Think of it like this. Our minds are constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and worries. It's no wonder they get overloaded. Mindful movement acts like a mental reset button. It allows us to step away from the constant noise and reconnect with the present moment. It's about shifting your focus from your thoughts to the sensations of your body, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the rhythm of your breath, the gentle stretch in your muscles. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Mindful movement isn't just exercise. It's a practice that involves bringing intention and awareness to every physical action. So, forget about stressing over ruts or speed, it's all about feeling the movement in your body. Imagine you're walking, really feel the ground beneath your feet, notice the way your arms swing naturally, and pay attention to your breath. 2. Start small. You don't need to be a yoga guru or marathon runner to reap the benefits. Even taking a few minutes each day for mindful walking, stretching, or simply sitting and paying attention to your breath can make a huge difference. 3. Find what works for you. There's no right or wrong way to practice mindful movement. Experiment with different activities like yoga, tai chi, qigong, or even just dancing around your living room. Choose something that feels good for your body and mind. Remember, this is about connecting with yourself, not trying to achieve some perfect form. 4. Embrace the imperfections. Don't get hung up on doing things perfectly. Mindful movement is about being present in the moment and accepting where you are right now. Even if your thoughts wander, gently bring them back to your body and sensations. Remember, even a few moments of focused attention can have a positive impact. 5. Be patient. Like any new habit, it takes time for mindful movement to become second nature. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and don't get discouraged if you miss a day or two. Just keep coming back to the practice, your mind and body will thank you in the long run. Okay, here's a real-world example. Imagine you're sitting at your desk, feeling overwhelmed by emails and deadlines. Your mind is racing, and it's hard to focus on anything else. Instead of reaching for another cup of coffee or scrolling through social media, take a few minutes for mindful movement. Stand up, stretch your arms overhead, and take a few deep breaths. Feel your feet grounded on the floor, notice the gentle rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. As you move, try to let go of those racing thoughts and simply focus on the sensations in your body. Even just a few minutes of this can help clear your head and bring a sense of calm. So, remember, mindful movement isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen, it's about finding moments of awareness and connection throughout our day. It's about training your mind to be more present, less reactive, and ultimately, more peaceful. Ready to give it a try? Think about that for a second. Just a few minutes each day can make a world of difference in how you feel. And who knows, you might even discover a new passion along the way. Share your thoughts with me on social media or leave a comment below. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, keep moving, keep breathing, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.